big people's paper. Like I'm gonna build something, not hook some papers together.
Like a staple gun.
Like a staple gun.
Got it.
Thank you. Well, what should we look at this evening? Pasha?
I'm so grateful to be here. I was just this morning at work. And I just can't believe this.
Just poof, here you are.
Wow.
And how about this weather we arranged for you? A little winter time. Mm. This probably feels pretty much like the city, doesn't it, actually?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's no different for you. It's not like the 110 that we sometimes arrange for you.
Mm. It's connected, you know, there and here. It's a shorter connection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fairly direct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's close by and it's available and it's such a support for practice to it feels because I was here visiting monk, it feels like there was the visit and he is home. Mm-hmm. I can go like with conditioned conversations about what that means, but I feel in my body now is a relaxation and arriving and it just brings such a strong emotional response I don't know how to describe it. It's like a family, it's like relatives, it's like it's not just home, it's more than that. I'm very grateful for this. To find the practice continues here when I get here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Otherwise you go out there and you don't know what's happening here, right? Yep. Anything could be going on. Or nothing. And then you come back and it's kind of just like I left it.
Yes. It's like practice is a living thing here. Mm-hmm. And just re-plugging back in. What a privilege! What an opportunity! Aha! It becomes clear how there I got into bamboozle that I got practice.
Aha!
I've arranged everything, and now it will roll automatically.
Now I can just go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now I'm coming back out of that dream and seeing what's on the schedule and seeing, wow, this weekend is available. And here I am. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even have to wait for the New Year retreat. Mm. It's very connecting.
Yes, yes it is. Yeah. And when we can just go from this to this to this to this to this to this to this, and there's always a way to plug in, and if that's what we choose.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I choose. I just signed up today for a New Year retreat, and we just dropped in. I saw on the schedule there is November. A weekend available, so thank you so much.
Bridge walk, we come to you.
Yes. Mm.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's the words I fell short to describe that feeling of being connected with practice without going, get lost and coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Just as it starts to get lower, okay, here's the place, here's the pasha, here's practice, and here we are, and it's continuation.
Mm-hmm.
And my body responds. This is a familiar feeling. This is it's like awareness refills the body. Like so many little things, sensations that come back to remind, this is how I inhabit this body. Because going into conditioning is also leaving the body.
And it's true, I think, for most of us at least, that being in this kind of environment just makes things so immediate and real and tangible.
Yes, it's a real life.
Mm-hmm.
It's there was recently a quote on Project Joy about death. And wasn't kind of in a negative, like, no life. Death is just reducing life. It's a reminder to this is real.
Mm-hmm.
This is real life.
Mm-hmm.
Live it now. Why wait for death to? To sense what is going away.
Mm-hmm.
I can sense what is going away right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this moment is dying,
mm-hmm.
and this moment is coming to life, and it's amazing privilege to be alive. I'm speechless for opportunity to find practice that makes that life possible, available.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Did you want to speak?
No.
Oh, you were just acknowledging. Oh, very good. See, it's hard to tell. So didn't want to put you on the spot there. Okay, very good. Yeah, Jodine.
I had something I was going to say. I have a new awareness coach.
Yes, you do.
Yes. I sometimes have a gap in coaching. I've had a coach for a long time. And sometimes there's a gap, you know, if she's traveling or something. And so that came up again. And I had this little, like, oh, this is not maybe such a good time, you know, not to have coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I maybe don't trust those little voices or something. And so I flipped a coin, whether to wait or whether to ask for a new coach. And I've done that, I think, every time that there was a gap.
You and always flip the coin?
I always flip
and
a coin.
And it always came up wait.
And it always came up, you know, wait, stick with this coach. And so this time, it was like, you know, ask for a new coach. So anyhow, today was the first day of my, you know, first week commitment. And what we decided was that that it would be a good idea to check in with the mentor every day, with recording and listening. And
yes.
Yes.
At least once a day.
Right. Yes. And I, one of the things that's been going on for me is that I've been really having a lot of resistance and like having practice tools that I was using like consistently for so long just like fall away, including like recording and listening. I was like looking back, like I think I had checked in with the mentor like once a month over the summer.
Oh.
Or something. Yeah. Like, whoa. And this morning, checking in, I went back to this situation, a suffering place for me, which is waking up in the morning and being identified and like basically not wanting to get out of bed. Like the mentor just like went through it, you know, with the two-handed thing, and like parsed it
so
all out.
So you let the person who doesn't want to get out of bed talk?
Actually, what I did was that person talks until they're done, and then turn off the recorder, listen to that, and then hear what the mentor would say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, there was so much insight in that like 6-minute recording.
You could see why you had been talked out of it for months on end.
Yeah, like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's like turning on a faucet or something. You know, it's like the water's like right there again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's humbling, it's inspiring, it's causes a person to recommit to practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's always, I was actually just writing about this afternoon because I'm about 6 weeks behind on my newsletter article. But what I was looking at was that process of, so I'll tell you, and then you won't have to read it when it comes out, okay, because there's a lot of stuff in there to read. The way conditioning talks us into believing that whatever side of the duality we're on is real. That this is the real one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like, I've finally seen it. And this is, and it doesn't matter whether, you know, you realize that you've moved away from practice, you know, you never sit, you never record and listen, you whatever it is. And that's just the way it is. It's like you've finally gotten to a place of clarity. It's over, right? And then you come back and you're here and there's that sense of, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And even though nobody says it, because it would be obvious, or I doubt anybody says it, it's like, okay, whew, I got it. And that illusion that this is going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
But if we look back over our lives, we would realize we're just doing that constantly.
Yeah.
Just constantly.
Yeah.
And constantly, so the quote about death, the people are dying all the time and we act as if we're immortal. It's that same kind of process, right? That wherever I am is the way it's always going to be. And to realize that process as a process, instead of taking it seriously,
mm-hmm.
to be able to step back and realize, yeah, that's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that's constant is that. Because the advantage there, you spend a whole summer recording 3 times, and I'm guessing not terribly conscious, would you say?
Oh, that'd be interesting to listen back to those and see what I was actually saying.
But for the gaps in between, would you guess you probably weren't quite as here as you might have been?
Well, I was getting like more and more depressed, basically.
Yeah. And so if we realize it's this, we'll check in more often.
Oh. Right, like, that's all it is.
Right, and get clues, right? Well, what am I thinking about? You know, what's the conversation in my head about? What am I projecting onto others? And if we identify those kind of major clues, then especially, you know, we love to chart things around here. So you could chart that. You know, what's the conversation when you're down here? What's the conversation when you're up here? What's a conversation on the way up? What's a conversation on the way down? What's a conversation when you're down here? Because it doesn't vary. The only thing it's got going for it is that we believe it because we're identified with the person who's having that experience. All right, so if we checked in, we could actually see where we are on that and not just wait for conditioning to give us a different life experience.
You won't believe this part of this. Someone came to visit over the summer and stayed in this place where I have a bunch of my process maps on the wall, and so I took them down. and one of them I stuck behind a closet door.
And you found out that they go into your closets when you're not
looking. Right. I just happened to open that closet door at some point during all this, and I was like, oh, like, because it was a process map of depression, basically. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa, I'm right there, mm-hmm. You know, like, so, an advertisement for holding on to your process path.
Yes, yeah. And for checking in with them, right?
Yeah.
Don't make them like journals where, you know, I fill up a journal, put it in the drawer, fill up a journal, put it in the drawer, 30 years later, I'm going to read all my journals and find out it's all the same journal, yeah. In which you would have known if you pulled them out and read them, but you don't, you just stick them in the drawer.
Yeah.
So the whole point of this, of course, is that we can be more proactive in our lives. And one of the ways to do that, of course, is to step back, to choose to step back and look at where I am in these very familiar cycles. I mean, familiar in that we're often the only one fooled by the cycle. Everybody else knows where we are. Right? Whoever was staying in your house was certainly not surprised that you go into depression. Mm-hmm. If they were, you just found them on the street the day before they came to your house. Right? Mm-hmm. Does anybody who knows you knows that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, this is my stepdaughter, and I don't think she knows that, but...
I'd be surprised.
She lives abroad, so mm-hmm. I don't know her very well. But but anyhow, one of the first things that the mentor kind of talked about was that I realized when I do first wake up in the morning on one of those days. There's actually the first thing is like a scanning is going on, and it's like I'm not completely identified at that point, and it's conditioning scanning for something that's wrong.
That's right, and you were actually aware of it.
Yeah, and that's what the mentor said. Like you were aware of that, and mm-hmm. so you have this much freedom from it because of your awareness.
That's right.
So the thing that seems like forever to me is when I get identified with conditioning and can't see any other point of view, and that feels like forever.
Yes, yes. Which is why we want to recognize that as a process.
Yeah.
Because if, in that exact same way, if you can recognize it as a process, then you're not actually identified with it.
Yeah.
At that point, you have a choice about whether or not to identify with it. If you stick with it, you'll get pulled into the conversation. But if realizing that little bit of space, you can choose awareness, and realizing that that's what that space is. It's our opportunity to choose awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And you choose awareness, and this is why we want to make all of these steps very, very, very clear, because the resistance to reaching over and picking up that recorder, or getting out that meditation cushion and sitting down on it, or reciting the daily recollection, or whatever it is that you might decide you want to do under those circumstances, the resistance to that is going to be tremendous.
Right. From that, you know, completely identified place, it's just not possible for me. Like, it's just, there is just...
Yes, it is possible. Yes, it is possible.
It is possible, but I feel like I need to get out of...
No, you do not. You need to recognize what you just said. You need to realize what you just described. You are in awareness. You are in awareness describing, looking at, being completely identified.
Yes. I guess what it's like in the completely identified place, when the awareness is gone... That person, it seems like the person can't operate on her own will anymore. Like, she can't do those things. I mean, maybe
there's complete unconsciousness at that point.
I guess so, yeah.
Well, it'd be interesting to see, huh? Especially if there's a constant check-in. Because at some point, there was that awareness.
Yes.
And then there's a, oh, but I'll just... turn over and go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Place to look.
A really important, a huge place to look.
Yeah.
I mean, conditioning would want that to be presented as, you know, a 1/16 of an inch nanosecond. But it's much bigger than that. When you can describe that process that way,
right.
You are clearly in awareness.
Well, and if somebody in here believes that I can get to a place where I'm incapable of picking up a practice tool, that's a pretty good place to look too.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thank you, Rebecca.
So I've been listening to recordings from last year at this time in sequence, and started around you know July of 16, and I'm now almost to the end of the year. Just sort of, and I've seen that to have a year's perspective and see the patterns that you're talking about is very humbling and
illuminating.
Illuminating, yeah. And I'm looking at what, you know, you say we can be proactive, and it's really helpful to see those patterns. And the quote that keeps coming through my head around that is, if you're not the ocean, is I think Leonard Cohen, if you don't become the ocean, you're going to be seasick every day. So it's a matter, isn't that a good one? And so it's a matter of, I've got, because I can see the up and down from within the identity, but to see it from outside the identity, because it's just miserable going doing that.
Yes.
It's,
oh, yes.
It is the suffering.
Yes.
And I.
Not that we should assume that that means people don't want to do it.
Good point. Yeah.
Because that's one of the great difficulties, is actually getting to a place of wanting not to go with the karma.
Mm-hmm.
because it's so me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it brings up the line in the recitation of if I'm suffering, I'm choosing, you know, something over ending suffering. And so, you know, so I've been sort of recording around, I've got to get outside the identity. I've just got to get outside of it, not talk so much from within it all the time. I mean, I'm even warning myself. I can only imagine, you know. And that's what listening to those recordings has helped me to see. It's like, good God. I'm going to apologize. Everybody I've been talking to all year is talking about that.
Well, and you make a really good point, because in a group like this, people watch one another. I mean, you know, everybody could leave the room and write down, okay, Rebecca is back in.
Yeah.
Jen is in. Boy, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Scott. Anna is on her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's true. And in fact, we used to get about it. We had one monk here for a very, very long time who got to the point where we could all say it. we could, you know? What
no,
I'm,
no.
You don't know what I'm talking about? Oh, we could have all said the spiel. It was just such a, and it was obvious to the person that every time was brand new. But we had heard it so many times that it's like, oh.
I know. And I, you know, and here's the thing, is I can go right there and feel that embarrassment and that kind of, and I wonder if that's
we don't want to be, I mean, why?
Yeah, that was just kind of the ego kind of coming back in to make a...
another story.
It's just another
get you on
part
the,
of the loop. Exactly, so... Mm-hmm.
But the thing with practice, with awareness practice, we have the tools.
Yeah.
And I just kind of laid them out.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
What are the thought patterns that are going through? Be aware of those.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking to yourself about?
Mm-hmm.
What are you projecting onto other people?
Yeah.
That's a package. How does your body feel? You know, it's a package, and you can see that's an identification. That's a karmic orientation. And when you know, you could draw them, right? Hang them up. Put a line across your hermitage and get some clips, some clothespins, right? And you could draw the people and how they look and what they're talking about and what they're projecting and that sort of thing. And get to know them so that when you're in that place of... go, oh,
uh-huh.
I know you.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get up the line and do that, because, you know, and what another tool? What's in my head? What am I projecting?
Oh.
You know, and it's like, and what am I emailing about? What am I complaining about? You know, what is going? Am
you complain in emails? Who do you complain to in emails?
Well, poor Ashwini gets a lot.
I see. Oh, yeah. Well, she's fair game.
Yeah.
Everybody complains to
that's
Ashwini.
That's what I mean, is like, I want to go back to the absolute party. You know, I'm really working to get outside of this identity. You know, but you know, so...
That's another really good way to... Because that's an identification,
yeah.
Right? It's not like everybody does that. It's like the journaling. It's the one person who always writes about that one thing.
Right? I'm sorry, I'm trying to get out of this.
Well, that's no doubt one too. But the one who complains, sends the complaining emails.
Exactly.
That's somebody.
Exactly.
Not in aspect of the personality somebody,
right.
But in a karmic identification somebody.
Well, and that's what I mean, that would be another big clue.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's like the clues are everywhere.
Yes.
When we start looking at them.
Yes. And, of course, the trick with that is when you realize that, so you're going to write an email complaining about something, and write the email complaining. Don't send it. Own it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's the old, if you see a problem, it's yours.
So I so enjoyed someone talking after the fear retreat about the 90-day challenge. So I'm on the 90-day challenge.
Does everybody know what that is?
I'm not sure. So doing a two-handed recording, which you were just talking about earlier, kind of that place of, you want me to walk through the specifics or of the two-handed recording? Or
No, just that it's the so, to do the two-handed recording at least once a day.
Yeah, twice a day.
Twice a day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's right, morning and night.
Morning and night. I can't remember exactly if she said it, but I have been doing...
Well, I think on the retreat, it was 30 days.
And then put it to 90, which I love.
Yeah, people got really carried away with themselves and went to 90 days.
I thought, gosh, that is just... Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because, you know, the kicking and screaming from the voices upon doing it and sort of the predictions. Mm-hmm. And it just, none of them has come true at all. Uh-huh. But the beautiful...
Then you're not going to do it and you'll forget.
And that you won't want to and that mm-hmm. you'll just go through the motions and, you know, you'll hate it. And now you're stuck with this thing because you know how you are. You're not going to not do it now that you said you're going to do it. You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I really, I wake up and I sit down and do it. And it's come right. I mean, as you know, we've had something of a drastic weather change.
It's completely insane. You know, it was snowing just
yes,
up the
I
hill.
Heard. I heard.
Yeah, and it was it sprinkling here today?
Yes.
Because I was...
With 0% chance of rain.
Yeah. So I was in town doing some errands and windshield wipers are going. This is not even the end of September.
Right. And it's not like...
But as I'm fond of pointing out, global climate change is not a problem. Don't worry.
No. Weeks on end of 110 degrees.
It's not a
problem. Totally normal.
Not a problem.
And then, boom. Yeah. So, anyway... you know, there's all this stuff about that, too. Like, oh, I'm never going to survive it, right? Freeze. And I knew it, right? Because I'm just dying of heat, right? And my hermit is thinking, in a week, I'm probably going to be complaining that I'm freezing cold.
And sure enough, here you are.
But what's so funny is that I'm receiving it as such a gift. Because I'm just getting a cozy blanket, and I'm turning on my recorder. And same thing at night. You know, I've got these other things that I'm really...
Don't talk too much about cozy blankets, okay? Because there might be people here who...
Who don't have cozy blankets we can lend.
Do you?
Maybe.
Oh, okay, good.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'll pick some up.
It's not like anything giant or fancy.
I see.
It's just a little throw thing. But
uh-huh. All right. Okay.
And granted, this is that time of year where you think, boy, it's cold. And it's like, no, this is not cold.
Yeah, we've got another 20 degrees down before
we're
talking
25.
About cold.
Yeah. But anyway, same thing at night. I'm doing some other things where I'm experimenting with just caring for the body in different ways, which is also triggering the voices so much. It's so funny. But just kind of, you know, sitting down with my recorder, and there's such a sense that, wow, 90 days... We're going to get to look at everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
It's all going
yes.
to come up.
Yes, and the point that I'm sure you got to, I don't know if the person said it, but 90 days is not 3 months from today.
Right.
90 days is 90 days. It could take a person 6 months to get through their 90 days.
Oh, I didn't go there. Interesting.
Because that's one of the big bamboozles, right? So, well, you quit on day six, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you missed day six, so
yeah,
you blew it. Well, no, that was just day six. Yeah, now here we are, day seven.
Oh, yeah.
And you can just see conditioning kind of.
Right now I'm watching conditioning going, oh, that's like a loophole. But, you know, it's funny because we can trust ourselves to be who we are. So the karma that it's already started a little bit the last couple of days I've watched it. That's much more likely to come in for me is, Okay, yeah, let's see, I gotta do this thing, because then I've done it. Check, done it. Mm-hmm. That is the karma of, like...
It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Because you're gonna see it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I mean, in a way, it's like, great, good, okay, good. Go mm-hmm. ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, maybe in the right hand, that karma will come up. The left hand is always going to be there to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And just as the person on the radio show said, to accept it, to be with it, to all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like sitting in meditation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why people have such a hard time sitting down.
Mm.
Because if you will just sit there,
yeah.
it will happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that becomes the battleground
yeah.
to get you not to sit.
Uh-huh.
Now, you folks, of course, have this groovy schedule
yeah.
where you get to sit all the time.
Yeah.
And which it truly is the greatest blessing.
It really
because
is.
Because otherwise, getting talked out of it.
So easy to get talked out of it.
Mm.
So easy to get talked
mm-hmm.
out of it.
But all you have to do is sit there.
Yeah.
You don't have to be good at it. You don't have to have a great technique. You don't have to anything.
Yeah.
Just sit there.
Yeah.
You'll see it.
I'm really enjoying listening to the conversation about the the movements up, down.
It's called undulation.
Undulations.
Undulation.
Undulations. And because I've been watching this week how it feels like every day there's been a different karmic identity. I've been watching the package every day. And I noticed that, so I started like looking at them as karmic packages showing up when it got down, and there was a looking back to when it was up to see what went wrong. Right? That when there was the up, I wasn't paying attention to those as karmic orientations.
Mm-hmm.
And then now just listening and just seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing how it was working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's of course a critical insight that we tend not to pay attention when on the upswing, because why bother to pay attention when everything's going so well and you're so happy?
Right.
And
what?
Then whoop, and then all right, now we've got to figure this out.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting that there was, in the up phase, this language of like gratitude and celebration, and like this language of this is the new default,
uh-huh.
which, you know, it's like maybe it is, but
that conversation is definitely on the way down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And then the separate self going, oh no, how did I mess up the new default again?
Right. Yeah. And was anybody ready to say, oops, maybe this actually is the default? Or are we ready to let go of default as part of our orientation at that time? I'm not going to talk about that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to ask. Yeah. It's really... It's just so I'm getting ready to make this transition out into the world, and what's been showing up this week are all these karmic orientations that are like in like really strong ways, like as if it was like a flavor, but like it'd been cooked down so it was really strong, like a sun-dried tomato or something, like showing up really strongly these karmic orientations that feel like that. That's like, oh, I felt like that when I first moved to the monastery. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's the time of year and the weather and the... And what's going on now is that there's more ability to see the sensation and actually be aware of where it is and the meaning that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
So this means you don't belong, or this means you're not doing well, or this, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just been really fascinating the way that's all showing up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. And that being able to see that connection between the sensations and the meanings,
yeah,
and the sensations and the meanings that you believed,
right,
and now seeing the sensations and the meaning, and you don't believe it because you know that's not true. It's just a story.
Exactly.
Really helpful.
Yeah, yeah. And there's just been so much. Like so much of that being more proactive and like, how can we give her a different experience? How can we, you know, support her with this?
And what if you didn't know anything?
Yeah.
Because you don't.
Yeah.
Right? Because you've never done this. I mean, conditioning would like to say, well, of course you have. I mean, you came here. Now you're going to leave here. I mean, come on. I know what this is. I'm going back to a place where I was before I came here. Of course I know this. Mm. No, you're a completely new person. You're a completely different person than the person who came here. And you're a completely different person from the person who was there.
When, exactly.
When the person who looked a lot like you was there.
Exactly. And there have been lots of chances to see that. These things coming up, you know, like putting into relief the massive change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Mm-hmm. This is that, you know, that T.S. Eliot thing of arriving back at a place, mm-hmm. and being there as if for the first time. Mm-hmm. It really is that not creating and clinging to beliefs, just not knowing, just...
Right. So every time the voice says something, you can safely say, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it'd be wonderful if we could all get up tomorrow morning and do that.
Yes.
Wherever we are and whatever is going on in our lives, because it is absolutely true all the time.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's easier to see than other times. Because mm-hmm. when you're going to do something that actually you've never done before, it's easier to catch conditioning predicting mm-hmm. as if it knows something.
Yeah. Yeah, I just felt...
In fact, what?
No, go on.
Well, one of my favorite things, I think I've told you this, is to get up in the morning and... So I talk to the recorder because beep, 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 you know, and I don't have to inflict that on anybody else, thank God. Well, there isn't anybody to inflict it on. And so I just talk to the recorder. And I love to talk about my day.
Mm.
And then I love to listen to it at night.
Yeah.
And go, wow. None of that happened. That's really amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was so sure in the morning how it was going to go, and none of that happened. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, oh yeah, two things happened that I thought were, but yeah. I just think that's a fun, helpful realization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just that proof that I don't know anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know a darn thing. And even the things, like today, I had a bunch of errands and stuff that I, you know, a great long list, as everybody does when they're, you know, not here. Well, some people when you're here. And you know, some of those things I did. But they were nothing like any kind of mental picture about them would have been.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's why bother?
Yeah.
Might as well just enjoy the moment you're in.
Yeah. 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 And just seeing how much being in a conversation about what's going to happen next and how these things are going to get put together takes me away from what now life and hearing
mm-hmm.
the little mm-hmm. and just feeling... the opposite of alone and...
Just being here, enjoying it.
Exactly.
Actually being alive,
yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
yeah. as Basha was saying, you know, you go up here, you leave the body.
Yeah.
It's really hard to be very alive without a body.
Yes.
And yet, most folks do that all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we're so fooled into believing that this is... life.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. had a glorious moment of that today where there was a just there was an I choose unconditional love. I was doing that, and there was like I was doing activity, and there was a conversation about the activity, and there was just a little prompt to sit down, just stop and sit down in the middle of it, and just got to be with the mountains, and you know, and you just feel like start to feel the quality of how the mountains are just mm-hmm. sitting there, and yeah, just be alive like that.
Mm-hmm. And to be startled by it. It seems like it's one of those places, again, that we're sort of pointing at with the not conscious of the level of our unconsciousness.
Right, exactly.
But again, it seems like we're here, we're with our senses, we're yes. actually present to, but we realize it's kind of a veneer of that.
Exactly.
Just enough to fool us, to make us think that we're actually present.
Yes. Yeah. And it was like the experience was dropping down out of that veneer and then being able to see how much of unconsciousness
mm-hmm.
it was in just that, like that thin film of
saran wrap.
And then just...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm putting my hands up because resistance is showing up as a great deal of sleepiness.
I noticed, is it the winter weather? It seems like, you know, the energy is a little, it's not that?
Not for me.
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, Scott's not.
The weather, but my energy is definitely.
Gonna jump up and do a song and dance and get something going.
Yeah, it's interesting because the Project Joy radio show this morning was so incredible, and it felt like it just mirrored so much of what was going on for me too. I just had this most amazing morning where, you know, one of those things where I was just doing the breakfast dishes and walked out back, and there's just so much joy.
Mm-hmm.
Just so much joy.
You say, why do I waste my time doing dishes when I could walk out here into all this joy?
Yeah.
That's not what you meant.
Really, I'll just stand out back next to the clothesline. Yeah. Forever. Just this happiness bubbling up and out, and I just came from some time out in the world, and this is interesting. Let's see. I talk about just going back to a place and seeing how much you changed. It was just one of those visits when I really realized you know, I think I heard you say before, like, there's nothing out here that I need. And not, it's like just not being able to identify with the person that all of that was so important to,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And part of that felt, well, I guess when I got identified, part of that felt really hard, you know, like, wow. Suddenly,
which part felt hard? That that it's not important to you any longer?
Yeah. I just felt the letting go of a lot of I can tell you, it just felt like there wasn't any relationship that I would like try to hang on to, you know. That,
good. Because you know what?
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, but there's been a long time of feeling that was needed or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we do.
Yeah. 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 and kind of just and getting a glimpse with family again, like, oh my gosh, just seeing that how it never, let's see, I'm never going to get them, they're never going to get me, you know, and just seeing the futility of, like, I saw that there's still that belief there that, okay, I'm fixed now. I'm sure it's just going to be wonderful, you know. And
I've changed enough that they'll all be different.
They'll all be different. I know, you know, that I can just be in complete, utter, blissful acceptance and unconditional love, and it's just going to be everything I always wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. And just getting a glimpse of how hard it was for that kid who was like always going up against not being gotten.
So first of all, you're in a place of, so I'm going to be in unconditional love and conscious compassionate awareness, and then I'll be with these people and I'll have everything I always wanted. Now talk about being able to get rid of the middleman.
Yeah.
Okay? So I can be in unconditional love and acceptance, conscious, compassionate awareness, and I've already got everything I always wanted.
Yeah. Boy.
So what then karma is going to do, ego is going to do, is now leave that place and go out there and try to get that from people who don't have it themselves, don't even know what it is, and don't care about it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just becomes so obvious, doesn't it, that the only thing that's going on is nobody's going to have it, right? Because I'm going to leave it. Yeah. They don't have it.
Yep.
Okay, and there we are.
That's exactly the whole, that's exactly the scenario.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. You're not the first person this has happened to.
It's just this whole setup, like,
yes,
you know, oh gosh, this is it, you know, I got it down, you know, and then...
Well, and you do.
Yeah.
You do. It's but the leaving it to go try to get it from somebody else.
Yeah. Yes. And boy, I was standing there watching, and there was awareness kind of watching it and seeing, you know, gosh, this, you know, could just see it's, this isn't working, you know, and could just see her, but it just, it was just very unclear at the time what next steps were, you know. It was just like in it, knowing that I was in it, and just in it, like, you know.
Well, and did you learn anything from being in it?
Yeah.
So that's good, isn't it? It's a workshop.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
And we do that often enough, and finally it begins to dawn on us that this is not working.
Yeah, and that's the big dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. And 6 months from now, it won't work.
Yep.
And a year from now, it won't work.
I think that's exactly where I got to with it. It's like, I just saw that, oh my gosh. This has just been an ongoing
a lifetime
of, I think I can get this to work. That's what the big aha was. It's like, oh, I got it now. This is just like stepping into the same old crapola and thinking it's going to change, and it's the same old crapola.
Now you've seen it.
And now I've seen it.
Yeah.
And
it takes what it takes for us. We do it until we get it. We do.
Yeah.
that's awareness practice.
Yeah. So it just felt like there was that experience, and then it just opened into this joy. You know, I just walked through that, and I, oh, okay. I surrender it. Mm-hmm. This is, I see it now. This is, you know. And then the next thing, I was just experiencing, just, just genuine happiness. Mm-hmm. And I never.
Well, then probably part of it, I don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I've paid my debt to society. I don't have to do this anymore.
I don't have to do this anymore, and that it doesn't have anything to do about who I am or what. That was the relief part of it, you know, too. That it kind of goes along with the fear and money retreat resistance fear. It's like that whole thing about just trying so hard to be God in it, and have to, you know, thinking that you have to present a certain image or a certain way of being, and that, you know, it's all, yeah, mm-hmm. going to be God if you get the right image together, and then to just see.
Yeah, no. Only one person needs to get you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Nobody else is ever going to.
Yeah.
Nobody else wants to. Yeah. Right? Yeah. No matter how desperately we wish somebody else would want to, they don't. Because they're busy wanting everybody to get them.
Exactly.
Which we're not interested in.
Yeah, exactly. I saw, I know. It's like, yeah. I saw that too. It's like, get me, but I don't want to get you. Right? Yeah. I don't want to go there with you, but yeah, you should go there with me.
Right. It's so little to ask.
Really. It's so little to ask. Because, you know, after all, I'm the right person, and, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
It's good to see, isn't it?
Good to see. Yeah.
All right. Scott.
When you asked that question about the energy level and was it the weather, was that a way to just acknowledge energy level, or do you really see, were you really wondering?
I'm just curious what people were seeing about it. Yeah. What people were blaming their energy on.
Well, that's what happened, is I was like, well, it highlighted there's a conversation about the energy level and what it is and what it means and what are some possible reasons and then you're also talking about, we don't know, you know, like it's predicting your day and then nothing turns out that way. Mm-hmm. And just how that's just going on all the time. Mm-hmm. Even in sort of subtle ways, like it'll say, well, we don't really know, but it's probably this.
Right. You know? Yeah. But we all agree it's that.
Yeah. Or, you know, just in a self-hating way, like slap up the back of my head. We are in a conversation. That's what you're walking around in a conversation. Of course your energy's low, you know, it's just being drained right out of you. Mm-hmm. And but it's I just saw that it's, you can't really look at it when it comes from that place, even though that could be absolutely true.
You can't look at it.
So if it comes at me in a self-hating way and I'm believing that, now I'm in self-hate and I'm not in awareness. If it comes in, it says, well, if something came in and said something like, well, I don't even know how life would say that. Or the mentor might say, well, have you been noticing the voices going on? Have you been listening to that a lot lately? That'd be a lot different than, yeah, idiots, because you've been in the conversation. That's why your energy's low. That way tends to block off any looking and goes into, like, feeling bad.
Uh-huh.
Whereas if it was just sort of suggested from a kinder place, then that sort of opens it up as a...
Huh. Well, now that's kind of one of the places like Jodine was looking at, right? So that's really fascinating. So if the information comes in, well, idiot, you're in a conversation, that's why, and you're trained to feel bad, what a good deal for ego.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so now, having seen that, you can realize, oh, that's a signal to pay attention.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. We can just kind of use that to our advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a signal.
Yeah, and also just realizing there's so many things going on. I don't know, what, you know, even that question about, well, how am I doing, you know, or what's going on with the energy, just feels like it could slip really easily into a conditioned conversation. In a way, it just sort of feels like, I don't know, how about we just focus on the breath, or how about we just listen to the next person in group, mm-hmm. and if there's anything to be known about that, then I'm available.
Yes, and sometimes we can get a sense of it, right? As you said, maybe without idiot attached to the sentence, to realize, well, I have been in a conversation.
Yeah, I have been. Yeah, it's true. And I mean, I've noticed it in meditation, and not the same resolve to come back, like kind of just letting it go. Like, I'm really tired, so, you know, I don't need to be as diligent about coming back to one. And of course, then if that's what you're practicing in meditation.
Then what?
If that's what you're practicing in meditation, then that's going on. And what I've been noticing too is that, it's like there's like a story about what's going on, but life's always here. So I have these commitments that I do, and like, you know, in the morning I'll make a recording about everything that's beautiful, everything that I love. Right there, you know, and I can hear the voice, I can hear the presence, you know, just was facilitating a call, I can hear that presence, mm-hmm. but then it's like I'm dragging something around, you know, it's like when I talk or when I can hear, I can feel that, but then there's something holding on, you know, just ego nattering along, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's just so bizarre, though, because it feels like in any minute, any instant, I can feel the life. Yet, there's this, feels like a heaviness, an unconsciousness.
Yes, that's always available.
That's always available. Well, that's interesting, because so the image was life, or whatever, Scott's walking around, and there's this, like, carabiner, and, like, attached to his belt or something, on the carabiner, all these, like suits. And we were just talking about, like, identities. Mm-hmm. And I just, there's life, and then all of a sudden, like, I'll slide into a suit and fill out the suit. You know, and it's like, oh, you know, my back hurts, and I'm tired, and I can't get it right, or something, you know, whatever that one is. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, like, I pop out of that, and it's like, bing, I can feel that calibration. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, slides into another suit.
Yes.
And it's like, well, which suit are we going to wear right now?
And you find your hand reaching down for that carabiner, right?
Yeah, and unlatching it.
Unhook it. To a tree. How long would it take them to find me? I suspect, and I think a lot of other people have suspected this, that that's why on the day the Buddha died, he was practicing. Mm-hmm. Because that stuff is always there. It never gets tired.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That's so you know, your back hurts and you're tired and it's never tired.
Yeah.
Right? Those suits are right there, just ready. All the time.
Yeah, which is great because I want to be ready.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
That's what it requires you to
that's
do.
That's what it requires. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, when I'm ready, then I have everything I want. I'm right here. Mm-hmm. If I'm good with whatever's going on, mm-hmm. trying to get me into soup, great. Let's see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's either, that process is either depressing or inspiring. Mm-hmm. That you have to bring that level of conscious awareness to every moment.
Yeah.
If you want the life you want.
If you want the life you want.
If you want to suffer, then you don't have to. Which is what people describe.
Yeah.
Right? Getting talked into and then of course that's what we have.
Yeah.
And we get to do that for as long as we want to do that. The thing that is, let's see, if I could be talked into believing there was anything wrong, this would be disturbing to me. But since I don't think there is, I'm not going to be disturbed by it. People so often don't realize the stakes. And so there can be that commitment to be right there, and then get talked into, yeah, my back hurts, I'm tired, and I don't feel that good, and I don't care about this anyway, and I'm and because that feels more like me, very possibly, than
right here feels like me, yeah.
Right? Then the temptation to allow oneself to be pulled into that and not realize in the way we're talking about that in those periods of time, you're not actually alive.
Yeah. It's like being in a dream, or it's like when you're falling asleep, and you don't want to fall asleep, but you can feel, you're like being pulled in, and then it's like, and it's sort of this fight, and then you're just like, I'll just go to the dream. And then you're in a non-reality, like you're not alive.
Yeah, yeah. And if we get talked into, it was very poignant, I thought, that you connected that with meditation, because if we get pulled into that kind of thing, if that feels like me, and that feels like what I want to do, and that somehow takes care of me, then I go back to the one that is most riveting for me, children playing in a burning building. You know, just not realizing that that's not me, and it's not taking care of me. In fact, it's robbing me of the one and only life I'm going to have. And, again, you know, it takes us as long as it takes us to get to whatever realization we're getting to. So there's no harm in it. It's just kind of sad that so much that is possible for us is not chosen, because we slide into that apathy or whatever that is. That somehow it takes care of me not to be really present.
Yeah.
And of course, that's not true at all.
No. We know that when we're here. Yeah. And it's just like, wow, to have that reflection. Because if you don't have somebody like you or this group, you know, been hearing it, you wouldn't even know.
No.
You would, I'm just, you know, just more tired this week. You know, I'm taking care of myself, or taking it easy, or
Or not even aware that there is any other choice.
Yeah.
That this is just how it is.
Yeah.
That this is the only reality that exists.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, everybody.